Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but there is something missing from South African supermarket shelves, and it's not just another load-shedding excuse this time around. From kitchens to cleaning aisles to commercial food factories, vinegar is suddenly in short supply. My understanding is that there's been a spike in raw material prices, global shipping delays, and local logistical chaos all converging to create a surprising shortage of one of the most versatile ingredients in homes and in industry. So let's talk a little bit about this acidic situation, if I can call it that, and whether things are going to get better anytime soon. Head of commercial at Jumbo Brands is Louis Opperman, one of the country's key vinegar producers. So Louis, a very warm welcome to you. And how did something as basic as vinegar become the latest victim of a supply chain crisis? What's happened?
Thank you, Jeremy. I think since 2005, our import demand for vinegar has increased by an average of 3.4% per year, indicating a flourishing market. However, the national vinegar shortage currently affecting us has created uncertainty across food production and the retail landscape. And this has been triggered by broader supply chain constraints. You know, the shortage has placed added pressure on manufacturers and bottlers, many of whom rely on vinegar as a stable input for food cleaning or preservation.
So what impact, Louis, is this having on price?
Well, obviously, it's driving price up. I mean, currently, you can see the largest pack on sale, or the highest pack by revenue, is the 750 ml. And that's already gone up by almost 33% on the shelves of most of the leading retailers.
So when we talk about a shortage, are we talking about a real shortage here, or is there supply but just at a higher cost?
No, I think there's a real shortage, and this is highlighted by structural inefficiencies, I think, in the local vinegar landscape. So typically, there are two ways to get vinegar. One is fermentation, and the other one is from acetic. And there are only two key suppliers of fermented vinegar, of which one has suspended operations since early this year. So effectively, now you only have one supplier, and the rest of the traders had to quickly make plans to circumvent this, either through import or switching from spirit vinegar to acetic or imitation vinegar.
Louis, I suppose it begs the question as to why we are dependent on imported raw materials for something surely that we could be producing entirely locally.
Yeah, I think you're right. Some of the challenges are barrier to entry, so it is quite capital intensive to put up a fermentation plant. Hence the fact that there's only one current supplier who can do that. And even if we look at that as an alternative ourselves, the turnaround time is quite long. So you're probably looking at 14 to 18 months before you would have a fermentation plant up and running. And hence the pivot in the market currently into either imitation vinegar or then imported raw vinegar, which we would then obviously bring down to spirit vinegar and bottle and distribute.
So let's talk about imitation vinegar, which is being pushed as a solution, but isn't that an inferior product for many food applications?
Jeremy, no. I think there's a perception in the market that it could be, but technically you actually end up at exactly the same place. You just take two different roads to get there. So both spirit vinegar and imitation vinegar have a 5 pH acidity level, and both can be used, you know, in culinary or in many of the other applications or consumption occasions that you have for vinegar.
I understand this is essentially a supply issue, Louis, as you've outlined to me, but is there also a case of food producers and maybe retailers caught napping without proper inventory planning, or is that being unfair?
No, I think there has been some of that. In fact, there's quite a lot of movement in the market currently between who produces the private label. As you know, private label is a massive focus of the retailers. They are all driving to grab market share, particularly in commodities of private label. And what has happened is they've gone to dual supply as a result of, you know, uncertainty in this space. So where typically they would have only had one supplier doing their private label, they have gone to dual supply.
So how has your company, as one of the key producers, had to pivot or change your strategy?
Well, I think the first thing we did was immediately move from spirit vinegar processing to imitation, and we were able to turn that on an incredibly short lead time of 10 days and get imitation vinegar into the market, into the leading retailers. And then secondly, we've procured quite acutely and strongly out of France and other markets to ensure that we have a compelling offering against the only local fermenter currently. And I think what matters here is that we're still able to offer affordable products in our Boston brand, where you can definitely see some of the other players have taken price as a result of the short supply.
How long do you expect the shortage to last? And are there specific regions or sectors hit hardest right now?
Look, I think we're at a position now where we've stabilized supply. You can start seeing the shelves are coming back to kind of 70-80% fill rates. So in the short term, I think we've addressed the supply chain inefficiencies quite well. But, you know, there is a B2B knock-on as well. So a lot of the big players in the grocery space, the Tiger Brands, Rhodes Foods, Spur, for instance, these guys all use spirit vinegar in their production of sauces, whether that's their own brands or into sauces that go into their outlets. And they've also felt the pinch. So the knock-on has certainly been other sauce categories have also been short-stocked on shelf.
And finally, do consumers have to worry about them feeling the pinch? And I'm wondering whether the shortage in any way has affected food safety or expiry timelines for retailers and manufacturers.
No, I don't think there's been any impact on from a safety side or from a regulatory perspective. Obviously, what we are trying to do is to ensure that there is just as good an alternative. If you can't find spirit vinegar, you can at least find imitation vinegar at a compelling price point. We understand, we play with the Boston brand as kind of LSM 4-7, and we understand consumers are feeling the pinch. You know, everything from SASSA grants and the rest that we see every day in the local market is being affected. So our intention is to have a relevant, affordable brand available in all households in South Africa.
So Louis, just set my mind at rest here. If myself and my engineer colleague Ed want to get our slop chips tonight, we can find vinegar to put on those slop chips, right?
Absolutely, and don't forget the salt.
Thanks very much indeed. Louis Opperman,
thank you very much.
Appreciate your time, head of commercial at Jumbo Brands. It's one of the country's key vinegar producers. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.